Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Hello there.
The fuck was that? I'm in distress,
off,
man. I'm in distress.
You gotta back off with that shit.
Listen, man. Yeah. I don't appreciate that tone. I'm in distress, Ben.
Why?
I already expressed this to you before you went out the door.
I don't listen to you.
And you got some waters for us. Which I have down there and you have down there.
It's good, isn't it? It's fresh. It's healthy.
Down water is the best.
Fucking just dox us.
All right.
Sorry, you beep that.
I'll beep that.
Yeah.
I'll beep that.
I mean, obviously our friends know where we live.
Listen, if someone really wanted to find where we were, they could have easily already found it.
Yeah, easily. That is true.
Who's old mate that does like the videos where he can find anyone in the world and he plays GeoGuessr or something?
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, we'll give him a shout out.
I thought he became a monk in Thailand. Could be wrong there. I think I'm saying shit.
But Ben, I'm in distress, man. Oh, I need your counsel. I need your wisdom for a quick second because I don't know where to put the chorus pedal on my pedal board. And does it go before or after the envelope filter? I don't know. I'll just have to test and see. But it's really annoying me, and I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Okay, so there's two things you were talking to me about before we started this podcast. And there was one thing that I thought would be more distressing. So you said to me the chorus pedal, which I wasn't really listening to.
Yeah.
And then you also said you need to do a second shit. And that's what I thought you were going to talk about. Because usually we like to talk about poo.
We do like to talk about
poo.
When
you're bringing
in this
sort of shit into our podcast, we're losing numbers. Like, we got to get those numbers.
Hey, did you just hear the bus go by? I need to catch it. Sorry.
And when you say
I'm running late.
When you say shit like that, we're losing numbers. You know, when we've done this revival, we're here for the subs. We're here for the likes.
We're here for the subs and the likes.
We're here for the listens. And when you pull shit like that, we're losing numbers.
I'm so sorry.
Do you need to steal shit?
I actually think I do. But I might save it till tomorrow.
I don't save it. Just do a shit.
Do
it now.
I'll save it. Yeah. Okay.
Live podcast shit.
3, 2, 1.
Wow.
It just happened. Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah. It actually smells pretty good. You know what else doesn't stink? Is this movie that we watched today, 60 Minutes, or German pronunciation, probably going to butcher it, 60 Minuten.
Yeah.
Minuten.
We don't lie. When we say in our little description, we'll watch movies from all countries, we don't lie.
This is the second international movie of the fourth reboot.
Wait, what? Oh, what do you mean?
It's the fourth overall.
Because we've done
Dose,
which is Spanish.
What was
the platform? I think that's.
I thought that was.
That's Polish? No.
Is that Polish? I don't. Wow. Yeah.
Maybe that's Spanish as well.
Go back and watch that podcast.
Oh, I think that's
out.
Spanish as well.
But what was the two? I forgot the movie.
Double World. Chinese movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ratatouille, which is Brazilian, but we watched the English dub. Still counts, though.
Oh,
still counts.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the second international movie
of the reboot.
You know what I mean? We watch international movies.
You know, we're just like that. We're just cultured and all that shit, you know what I'm saying?
So cultured. So cultured.
World music, my favorite genre of music.
Yeah, when I'm on GTA, I go straight to Worldwide FM.
Yeah. All the time. Actually, fantastic radio station, may I add.
It's good.
It's actually got some bangers.
I listen to a lot of non-stop pop. I'm sorry. I'm a normie.
No, that's not normie at all. That's actually probably some of the most cultured.
You know where I've been going lately?
Please.
Is Soulwax FM.
Oh, Soulwax is good.
No one listens. No one. But some people be like, Soulwax, that's not on GTA. It is.
Go check it out.
GTA, man.
Go play it. Are you excited for GTA 6?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I am. I've been listening to a lot of...
GTA 6 times 10 equals 60. 60 Minutes, the movie we watched today.
We
watched it fully in German, its native tongue. And wow, it benefited from that.
Mm.
That was a very, very good choice.
Yes.
We weren't going to watch the English dub anyways.
No, because we watched the trailer in English. So just watch the trailer in English because it's shit and you get the idea. And you're like, all right.
Usually dubs are kind of shit most of the
just
time.
Just watch it in its...
Unless it's Dragon Ball, they'd have good dubs.
If you can't read, then fine. But other than that...
that's fair enough.
Just read the subtitles.
Or just learn German.
Or learn German.
Just learn German.
Come on, it's not that hard.
This movie kind of took me back. I know it's rated MA, different ratings, but it's in Australia, MA, mature audiences.
Tom Petty. That's who I was trying to say before with GTA 6. Tom Petty.
Tom Petty, yeah.
I was listening to him today and I forgot. That whole time I wasn't invested because we I completely
about
forgot.
About to get into it and you're just like, nah, yeah. See you later,
I completely
movie.
Forgot his name. Tom Petty.
Tom Petty. Yeah, they need to play more Tom Petty on commercials.
No, because you
Australian
said, are
radio.
You looking forward to GTA 6? And I want to quickly say, yes, I've been listening to
Love
a lot
is a
of
long
Tom
road.
Petty.
Yeah.
Which is true, I have been. Not just Love is a Long Road, all these songs.
His whole discography.
Yeah, and then I completely forgot his
okay,
name.
Okay, well, speaking of Tom Petty, I don't know how to segue into this. For the third time,
let's
we watched...
fall into this.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Yeah.
For the third time, we watched 60 Minutes.
Yeah, we did. And not the news program
not
either.
Not the news program.
That's next episode, next week.
Okay, question for you. Were you disappointed that this movie wasn't actually 60 Minutes? Because I was. I deducted like... a quarter of a nug from that.
Yeah, no, that is valid.
False advertising, I'm telling you right now.
The movie runtime's like an hour and 29, something like that.
Nah, it was, I think it was a very comfortable runtime, especially for the plot that was given as well.
It didn't overstay its welcome.
It didn't overstay its welcome. And that's what I was trying to get into before. It reminds me of a lot of movies that were kind of released around the early 2010s period, where a lot of action, like M-rated action was coming out. Yeah. Like, you know, for instance, you have like your Mission Impossibles, like your Ghost Recall sort of...
Oh, Protocol.
Protocol.
No, Recall's, that's a video game. Ghost Recon.
Ghost Recon. See, I'm just fucking
Bro's
shit up.
Bro's Recon.
Bro's Recon.
If you can't learn how to fucking speak, we're
but like
lose
you
our
have,
numbers.
You know, the more the grittier Batmans and things. Your Need for Speeds featuring Aaron Paul.
Oh, my boy Jesse.
Yeah, my boy Jesse. But like that sort of flavor. It was very on brand for those sort of runaway action movies of the early 2010s. But it felt fresh. And it felt like it was an amalgamation of a few different styles of movie.
It did.
Which was really fun. It wasn't like boring action because like...
It was not boring, no.
You know when you watch some of these older action movies as well, and if it's just running the entire time, you're like, this is shit.
Mm-hmm.
But this actually had some good plot points in it.
Yeah, I thought it was a...
That brought it...
It brought it alive.
Yeah.
I apologized before where I started bringing the numbers down.
No.
You know I didn't mean that.
I know you didn't mean that.
But really, you got to pull your head in, mate.
You need to pull your head out. So
we got numbers to fill. Tell me what it's about. Synopsis.
I'll tell you what it's about.
We haven't even done a synopsis.
I'll show you the
synopsis.
We're
doing a 60-minute podcast.
Now, MMA fighter Octavio.
Octavio
only has an hour to come to his daughter's birthday, otherwise he could lose custody of her forever. But to achieve his goal, he lets a big fight whiz, which all sorts of shady characters don't like. As the Octavio chase, the merciless... Wait, what? That's a typo there. That's an IMDb typo right there. Mm. The merciless race against time will soon push the young father to his limits, which it does. Almost.
Yeah.
I felt like he was going to cross the line and kill a motherfucker.
Yeah, he never killed anyone.
But he held the Batman tradition true.
We'll get to the action story.
We'll get to the action.
What did you think of the story?
I thought it was decent.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty decent. You know, they had the good, wholesome motive of, you know, he's trying to get to his daughter's birthday, which I feel... And it was more than that. He was going to lose custody of his daughter if he didn't get there within 60 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
His ex-wife. If you're not here in 60 minutes, boom, you're never seeing your daughter again.
Yeah, what a turd.
What a turd. What a turkey.
Let him see his daughter. What a turd.
What a turd.
I did like that little split. It's either, you know, do the fight and win a bunch of money or... go see your daughter.
I mean,
it is a shame that he had his, I guess not an AirPod, just his little Bluetooth little headphone in his ear.
Yeah, and he was just like
punching. His Raycon, maybe.
His Raycon.
Yeah, he had his Raycons in his ear just as he's about to do his fight, and then he answered the call. Because if he didn't, he probably could have just, like, you know, he would have won the fight.
He would have just won the fight and then just gone, okay, I'm going to see my daughter now. And then saw all these missed calls on his phone or on his Raycon.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, that's awkward. Never seeing her again.
But, like, then they'd be like, oh, he was Leonie? Fighting. That's fine.
That's his daughter's name.
Leonie, something
Leonie.
Like that.
Leonie.
Is it Leonie?
Instead of calling him Octavio for the rest of this podcast, Octa.
Octa, well, that's what they call him.
That's
in the
what
movie.
They call him, yeah.
I also thought that the lead actor, I've got his name here, Emilio Sacraria.
Yeah.
I fucked that hard.
No, I think, well, you got the Emilio part.
Emilio Sacraria.
Yeah, what did you think of him?
I thought he was great.
I thought he was an
actual fighter. I actually, to research his background, he's just an actor.
Really?
I was like, surely this is like a, you know, Conor McGregor Roadhouse situation.
Yeah.
Where
I kind of did get that vibe because there was some really good fight choreography in this movie.
Yeah, a bit of Charles Oliveira.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
No, he was, yeah, he was good. I reckon he was...
That's surprising.
Surely he did his own stunts.
Yeah, I feel like he did. Or they just shot it so well that we couldn't tell. But that's very surprising. I kind of had the gist that he had some fighting background as well.
And he did.
Did you see any, when you were researching him, any like background on him having a martial arts history when he was a kid or anything like that? Or you didn't get that deep?
You know, as the trivia guy... I barely researched.
Yeah, that's fair.
I did horrible this week.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what we want. We want to keep them guessing.
But you know, to be fair...
Go home, do your own research,
yeah,
audience.
Yeah, fuck you.
No,
fuck you.
No, that's what I'm, not
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Fuck you.
Go home, do your own research.
Nah, fuck you.
Okay.
We don't care about the numbers. We do our own thing. We'll be here anyway.
All right, I guess the numbers are getting thrown straight in the bin.
He was
are you
a good
happy?
Actor.
Are you happy with yourself?
I'm happy. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
I'm actually really happy.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're doing a good job.
Thanks, man. You too.
He
was good.
You know, all right, I just want to put like a statement on the table.
Okay.
A movie for MMA fans. What lovers? Fuck, I made a typo here. Bakery enthusiasts.
What? Okay. What do you mean? Bakery enthusiasts. Oh.
I made a typo here. Here we go. A movie for MMA fans, cat lovers, and bakery enthusiasts.
Right, yeah.
That's what this movie's about.
That cat onion was very cute.
Oh my God. That cat was such an onion. Like, you saw when that cat came on screen, you just knew.
You know it was all worth it then.
It's onion.
When he grabbed that little cat with one hand, and it just like, I was like, yeah.
So beautiful, man.
I was like, that is some mad cat.
I'm very happy they didn't go the John Wick route and the cat survived. I'm very happy with that. Because
totally misheard you, and I was like, thought you wanted the cat to be dead.
No,
like, you sicko.
No, I'm glad it didn't go that
you
way.
Dog. No, that makes sense. Yeah, think
I'm
about
not a
the
dog,
numbers.
I'm a cat.
Yeah, think about the numbers. Keep saying that shit.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good.
No, but seriously though, like I was like, oh, okay, that would have been the make or break for his character. He would have killed. What's his name? Fuck, I've forgotten his name as well.
Chino.
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 He would have slam dunked Chino so hard into that concrete, he would have had a flat face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I really thought if we're going all the way to the end, where he's obviously the old lady's crew and that biker's dude went to the animal shelter, Chino's crew went there and the police.
Yeah.
He escaped. Beat the fuck up,
gets
to his daughter's house, and then falls over, and the cat's there. I was just waiting for the cat to run away. I really thought that he was going to have to find the cat later.
I thought so too.
There's another 10 minutes in this.
No, I thought the cat was actually not going to be there anymore. Like, it was just going to run away. And then the point of the movie was, he tried to do all of these things, but He even though he couldn't get it, he was still there for his daughter, sort of thing. Because we lost the cake, we lost the card. So I was thinking the cat was going to be the third thing.
Triple C.
But I'm very happy that the cat was still there.
I think that was a great choice. Yeah.
It was a great choice. Yeah.
I was worried that the cat was going to run away.
I was very sad when the card got ripped to shreds. That got me.
Yeah, that was sad.
But more sad with the cake, though.
Oh, fuck that dude. Smacking, and that looked like a good
Winkler.
Cake.
That was his name. His name is Winkler.
Winkler. Winkler was a good villain. I liked him.
He was more of a. He was a better villain than Chino.
Yeah, Chino was alright.
Chino or Chimo?
Chino, I thought.
Chino.
Or was it Chimo?
Like a pair of chinos.
I'm pretty sure it's Chino. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the pants from YD. if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I know what you bloody say.
Not bloody sponsored, mate. Think of the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, Winkler.
We're going back to Emilio for 2 seconds. The lead actor, Octa.
Yeah.
And he's fighting. Fuck, he's fighting. Was good.
Oh, my God.
Even just at the start where it obviously shows him training in his gym for the fight against
With Casino
Benko,
and...
I think.
No, Benko is the fighter. The opposite fighter.
That's what I just said.
I thought you were saying he was training with Benko.
No, I'm pretty sure. If we run the clip back.
We'll run this clip back.
I said when he was training for the fight against Benko.
Well, there wasn't an against there.
There was an against.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, but you got your cans down low.
Okay.
You got your cans
down
low.
Fair play. Fair play. And I'll cop that one on the chin.
Well, you cop that on the chin, mate.
Yeah, I will. No, I agree. I completely agree. That just it established what was in for the audience going into the rest of the film.
Yeah.
You could see how well thought out these choreography was for each fight. And the different styles, like obviously training is more tamed and calmed down. But it still showcases, you know, with the tornado kick and stuff like that.
That was great.
Very cool.
That was class.
Bit
of BJJ action going on there.
Yeah. The MMA fans will be loving this movie.
Yeah, it was sick.
I think it does a very good showcase of standing to ground takedowns as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that, and it feels like each opponent they come up against has their own unique fighting style. Like Chino, he's just dirty, street fighter. He has no experience, but he has to use weapons to kind of elevate him to their level.
Mm.
Whereas you have someone like Winkler, who is just a brute. He can just take hits.
Yeah.
But when he gives hits, they mean a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they last as well. I mean, he took on two of the best fighters in the gym.
Yeah, by himself, just destroyed that dude.
Broke the blonde girl's ribs and almost knocked this other guy out.
I also like that they didn't win that fight.
Yeah, that was good.
The fight, the movie didn't hold back with getting the good guys just bashed up as well. I like that a lot, you know.
I will say, though, and this kind of deducts it a little bit.
Yeah.
The fighting is, I will say, the fighting is awesome, but you can tell it's kind of... It's a bit over-rehearsed in some spots as well. What I will compare it to is John Wick, where especially the first movie specifically, where it doesn't go too over the top.
Yeah.
And it's very gritty. And the good guys, yes, still taking hits, still copying it and stuff, but it's a little bit more Street Fighter-y, where this, you can see some dance kind of choreography input into it. It's not a bad thing, but... I feel like the direction where this movie is trying to go, it flipped to the fancy stuff and then came back to the grounded stuff a little bit. That's just really nitpicking.
But it's more of a grounded film. I would say
you kind of get where I'm coming from there?
I'd say probably in the alleyway scene, the first fight, like against Chino's men.
Yeah.
And when they grab him up in the air and then he like spins out of it, which was really sick.
Really cool. Really, really cool stuff.
Is that kind of what you're saying?
Not so much that, because that kind of is like a creative way to get out of a, you know, an impossible situation.
Yeah, that was sick.
But kind of like when he's fighting multiple guys at once, and then you have, I did notice in the alleyway scene, there was one guy that was kind of just like standing there.
Yeah.
And then there were like the other guys were getting him, but they weren't all just like piling on.
Yeah.
Which I would expect. Obviously in the group fight, there's going to be some guys that are a bit scared.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
Well, they shouldn't be. They're employed.
They're getting paid for this.
You know what? Work. Yeah. Work, you fucks.
Yeah.
Think of the numbers.
Or a few things, maybe even with, like, the Benko fight inside the nightclub. There was a couple of, like, hits and stuff like that were very, very, very well-timed sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
saying. Although
the
knockout in the club was sick, where he jumped on the side and
filthy.
Turned and kicked him in the head.
Yes. Now that is sick.
That was juicy, bro.
Yeah.
I really liked the club fight. My favorite, favorite fight scene.
That's my favorite fight scene.
That's your favorite fight scene?
I love that fight scene.
Wow.
But I will also say another very notable fight scene, going back to the bakery. That really caught my eye, and especially because of the build-up when Winkler's throws the cake out of his hand.
Yeah.
Completely smashes it on the floor, and then Octa's just like, festering inside. He's cooking, man. He's sizzling in there.
He's like, man, I've just gone to the cheesecake shop and I just want to meet my daughter.
Yeah.
You fuck.
Now that, I like that, exactly. Yeah. I like that fight a lot because it brought it back to that gritty, brutalness sort of thing.
Those like, kind of fights are sick, yeah.
Yeah. It was just close quarters combat and there was no like, you know, floppy arms flying everywhere and stuff. It was just in close. They were using what they had around them to aid their ability to knock each other out or kill each other almost.
You know what was good? The camera work, because they let the action scenes breathe.
Oh, yeah, I do like that
too. I don't like quick cuts, and I'm sure I've said this before.
Yeah.
But like in an action scene, when it's too messy and I can't keep up what's going on,
mm-hmm.
I think a good example of this, they could have quick cutted the fuck. Really liking that word fuck today.
You like, are
really
liking pronouncing it. I think you should just keep going. Keep rolling. This has always been one of your cinema pet peeves, hasn't it?
Yeah, I really liked the car scene, the car fight, because that it was just good. A static shot. Well, it wasn't static. They did do cuts, but it sort of, you could let it breathe. I knew what was happening.
Yeah.
I could make out the fight.
Whereas see, I think
it's too quick.
I think the thing is, right, if a movie is doing so many quick cuts, they got to be hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're trying to make it look so much of a flurry. It's because they can't get the most realistic version out of that fight in a static shot. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's where, I mean, sometimes it's stylistic, but a lot of movies do that to try and hide the fact that the punches aren't connecting. Whereas this is getting very, very close, and that car scene, it felt like he was connecting with everybody.
He definitely felt like that.
It was awesome. And I'm glad that he didn't like do something to the driver in front, because like it just feels like that would be not realistic.
Well, he's not an action hero. He's just a fighter.
He's just a
He's just a dude who needs to meet his daughter.
That's right. Yeah.
And I like that. I like that a lot.
I loved it how he got out of the car. And one of the thugs just falls out the side of the door, like trying to get after him, but he's like, just flops into a German pastry on the sidewalk there.
Here's my question to you.
Please.
You're about to go fight, all right?
You're about to...
You've got your Raycon earbud in your ear.
Smash some banker. You're about to smash the fuck out of Banco.
You've got your homie and your trainer, and you're about to get your pump-up music. Your ex-wife rings you and says, fuck you, kid's mine unless you come here at 6 o'clock, bitch.
Yeah.
Suck my nuts.
Yeah.
You're like, I've got a decision. Fight or daughter? What are you picking?
I'm fighting.
Thank you.
Look. That's a lot of money, man.
Look. Well, he didn't know the fight was rigged.
No,
also,
he didn't know
it was
rigged.
Also, I like that plot point that the fight was rigged.
Good twist.
Yeah.
Good twist.
Yeah, yeah, it was good fun.
Didn't expect it.
I didn't expect that either, you know?
I like something that catches you by surprise.
And I was caught.
You were caught.
I was caught right
hook, line, and sinker, baby.
I don't really care for that old bitch who was like the leader.
Nah, she was just a little extra plot point.
Yeah, like, whatever.
Yeah.
She's cool, whatever. Do her thing.
Yeah.
Go back and eat your biscuits or whatever.
It was cool that there were multiple parties interested in this fight, though. Like and that, it gave it more stakes sort of thing, which was good.
Like half a mil that had got thrown on, and because it's an illegal bet, it gets made void.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how that works. I mean, I'm not a black market dude.
Yeah, but you could try.
You
could venture into that world if you wanted
to. Mate, a bit of legal bets adapto, I tell you what, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mate, $100 on number 9. Penny whistlers, am I right? Fuck
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, penny whistlers.
Oh, mate.
Best milkshakes in the Southern Hemisphere. Oh, but you were saying, though, your intro music. Were you about to talk about what song you were going to walk on to or your decision?
Oh, we can do that, yeah.
We can.
Well, I guess I can't take Randy Orton's voices, can I?
You can.
No, I can't, because that's Randy Orton's song, isn't it?
You just got to, like... I don't know, do a remix of it.
I remember me and my mates once had a fight night, and I walked out to Can't Hold Us by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
I feel like that's a pretty good walk-on song for yourself.
And then I said to, I can't remember who I said it to, and I was like, hey, I think I want to change my song. This was after, like, we'd done the fight night. I was like, I want a new walkout song.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, you can't change. Once it's set, it's set.
It's set, yeah.
So I guess that's my song. What about you?
Well, I think I would just have to go Tribute by Tenacious D.
Oh, yeah.
It's just got a very good build up, but I'd have to start it. No, you know what? I would have to finish the entire song and just make the crowd sit through it.
and then you disqualify and retire from the fight, not the chat.
Yeah. Jeez. I would just get up into the ring and just look straight and just let the song play out.
Yeah.
Everyone would be going off.
With a huge erection and just stare at your opponent. Butt-ass naked.
Yeah.
Butt-ass naked. Full rod pointing at your opponent.
Raging boner.
Yeah. You've just taken, like, so much Viagra.
My doodle's like a compass, you know? Points north. Or to the area that I need to go.
It points to your opponent. To sin.
To sin. Yep. I would destroy you.
That's what you need.
That's what I need.
Maybe I would walk out to That's Life by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. No, that's a good one, actually. It adds a little bit of misdirection to it.
Yeah, and then I'd get, like, some 2012 dubstep DJ to remix it. And I just have, like, that.
You just get Skrillex playing. Come out of the floor. Smoking all sorts of shit going on.
This motherfucking Ben Charlesworth. That's Life. Yeah. That would be the best.
That's pretty good. I really liked the aesthetic that this movie sort of like came about at the end part of it. So at the beginning, it felt like a separate aesthetic to the end. Separate aesthetic. It was like the day and the night cycle was a nice split sort of thing.
Yeah.
It felt like it became this cyberpunky sort of thing at the end with the club music and the neon lights and everything like that. And I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was fun, man.
It was sick. I really liked the night today.
The music actually changed with it too. It started off more like commercial stuff.
Yeah.
And it kind of ended with like German club music. Sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, it was sick.
And it just made me want to go to Europe.
I just maybe want to go to a Berlin club and just, I don't know, rip into some shit.
Just
get nasty.
Yeah.
Just get absolutely filth dog.
Just stank that leg up on the dance floor so hard.
Be like that dude who said, yeah, I don't even know where the exit is. Been trying to find it for days. It's like, that's what you want.
That's what you want. To get to that level.
To get to that level and have no food for like 7 days.
I disagree with the no food though, because Germany apparently has some of the best kebabs in the world.
Really?
Because of the great migration from Turkey after World War II.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. And they brought a lot of culture and beautiful food with them. One being the kebab, but it's like that sandwich kebab, you know? In the fluffy bread.
Yeah, right.
And they just fold it over instead of doing like a wrap sort of thing.
What was that?
I realized my mistake.
Listeners.
I realized my mistake when I made this shapes with my hands.
That's not a mistake, mate. If you want to do that.
But that's how you hold a kebab.
Me? I hold it like this. Hold it out and I bite from the middle. Do they have halal snack packs over there, I wonder?
I think that's uniquely an Australian thing.
HSP.
It's definitely spreading around the world. You know, I was disappointed there wasn't an HSP.
Tell you what, I'm spreading.
In this movie. Hold on.
Spreading cheeks. Okay.
You know,
do you have any final points?
The cops were pretty chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
The car crash scene was pretty well executed.
That was crazy,
too.
Yeah.
I feel like it, for what do you know the budget of this movie? I'll give it a Google right now.
Like, bro, just leave me alone. I'm just giving it a Google right now. 60 minutes German movie budget.
I feel like that it was really well done for the budget that it was given. I just already know that it was on the cheaper side.
Well,
but it didn't look cheap though.
Here's the thing. There's not really much out there on budget. Full financials. Nah, I can't find it.
You can't find it.
It's a Netflix movie, so it's not, they don't really release that shit.
Look,
and it's a German Netflix movie, so they're not really going to...
They're not going to release that shit at all.
I can't find it. I clicked on the first website and it wasn't there.
Yeah, okay.
But
yeah.
It's called thenumbers.com, so I trust it.
Okay.
It's not there, yeah.
Well, it looks really good. And there's a lot of really cool shots in it as well.
It did look good. Looked very good.
Yeah. Oh, what was her name? I think Cosima was Octa's only true friend throughout the whole movie.
You know, yes.
Rico the bikey guy with the beard, yeah. thought he was going to be a G.
I thought he was...
Nah.
Oh, wait, actually, no. I didn't think I was going to be a G. I had a feeling.
You had a feeling?
Yeah.
Man, I was stumped with that. I thought Rico was going to come through and, you know, say, hey, come back for a German beer.
No.
We'll pump some steins and then you can be on your way to your daughter's birthday.
As soon as he said, you got to come to the clubhouse first, I was like, well, why?
Why?
Why can't he just go straight to, like, the subway?
And Paul... Like, supposed to be his right-hand man,
oh, yeah,
setting
yeah.
up with the fights, doing the behind-the-back rigging.
Yeah, what a dog.
Dude, what a dog.
Yeah, bro got deserved to get shot, honestly.
Okta is a very forgiving man.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
Uh-oh, oh, did you hear that?
Fuck, is your battery's running low. Are you charging it at the moment?
Oh, fuck, I'm almost out of charge. Hold on, we're
the
on
the... Pause the podcast.
We're on the clock here. Yeah.
All right, we're back.
We were talking about Paul...
Yes.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful actions. And we were also saying that Okta, very, very forgiving character. He was almost too forgiving, but that's the sign of a true man there.
Before we end, I have one thing. All right?
Yep.
One big thing to say.
Please.
So, Chino's crew, Rico the Biker, and the old lady's crew all knew about Okta, right?
Yeah.
So... At the end, obviously, excuse me, the police are going to...
excused.
Thanks, mate. The police most likely arrested all those dudes, right? Out the front with the shootout in front of the animal shelter.
Yeah, without a doubt.
In the police station, when they're put up for questioning,
mm-hmm.
surely they're going to mention Okta.
Yeah.
Because they all know his face, right?
Yeah.
And then Okta did assault multiple people and will probably be charged for those assaults, meaning he still won't get the chance to see his daughter, making this whole movie pointless.
Completely
pointless. In the end, he probably should have just done the fight, won the money, and made a crazy effort to be with his daughter, because he's probably going to lose the cat as well, because he stole the cat.
Yeah.
So the present for his daughter, technically he stole.
Damn.
I'm just saying, after this, the next day, if we're going... Logic. Okay, 60 minutes on, or whatever it is. 60 okay. minutes two, the sequel. The next day, he wakes up. All those dudes are in jail, all being questioned by the police. The one thing they all have in common is Okta. Okta called the bikers to be there.
Yeah.
And the old lady's crew.
Yep.
Chino was after him. He told Chino where to... Well, told his mate where to go, who told Chino.
Yes.
He set it all up. If a police officer died in that, he was the one who set that all up.
Mm.
He also assaulted multiple people. We got witnesses at the bakery. We got witnesses in the street. That little girl had a video of him.
True. The train. The thing on the train as well.
Cops got injured because of him.
Yeah.
All this shit. Do you really think that they're going to be like, oh, well, it's for his daughter.
We just let this guy off.
Who knows? So I reckon in my head, this is what happens. The next day... He gets arrested, gets charged for multiple assaults,
right.
especially against that big dude, which I've forgotten his name now.
Winkler.
Well, he messed him up.
Yeah.
All right.
Winkler's not remembering the next, I don't know, half a year of his life.
Multiple counts of assault.
Battery, man.
Public damage and also theft with Onion. He stole an onion. And the dude, the... pet shelter dude knows his face as well
because yeah.
he did it in front of him.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to give him cash up front.
I really thought he's going to do that as well. So
he must have paid up front online or something like that.
No.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Okta was a G.
Yeah, true. He probably did.
But still,
he's probably going to have to give the cat back.
He's going to go to jail.
He's going to go to the jail and he's not going to see his daughter.
Well,
if he fought, he'd probably have more of a chance. And he'd have money. And if he doesn't get arrested and all that shit doesn't happen, he's still broke.
Yep. 61 minuten. That's the sequel.
He
has to get out of jail in 61 minutes.
Yeah.
But he fails again and he gets out in 68.
Then he has to spread his cheeks.
Oh,
that's the only rule. You have 61 minutes to escape. If you don't, it's just... It's 61 years of ass pounding. And that's it.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah.
What if he just runs away into the German scenery and just hides in a castle?
But then he's never going to see his daughter unless he
takes the fam. Brings the fam with him.
How's she going to learn geometry?
Homeschool.
Oh,
look at the geometry of the castle.
She can't watch Coco Melon from a castle.
You make a good point.
just to watch it from the internet at Berlin. It's lightning fast.
Hey, they have a Wi-Fi router at the castle, so it's fine.
Oh, fuck. It's maybe she goes to the castle.
They got a really good modem. Starlink, actually.
Well, anyway, that's my point. It's a sad point, because then it kind of makes the entire movie redundant.
Yeah.
And it's damn. Also definitely not what the director was thinking.
But it was like, a come good on, bro. Ending, like,
it is a good ending.
Yeah.
And I'm just being a turd by bringing that up.
Look.
I am.
But I agree with you.
I agree with you. But I'm only bringing that up because the movie was going for a realistic feel. And if I wanted to be realistic, and I just like to think of what would happen next, that's what would happen.
We're just speculating what's going
to
happen.
Movie won't get a sequel, so we don't have to worry about that. We can just live with the ending and we'll be happy.
Yeah. He was lying on the cold concrete with his daughter, just loving life. Mm,
could catch a cold, though. Tell you what.
Freezing out there. Pneumonia.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
Scary. Any other points? Or?
Nah, that's pretty... Oh, I just want to say, Cosima, when she tanked that fall onto the concrete.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, crazy.
That was crazy. All right, trivia time?
Please.
All right, well, I couldn't find any trivia for this movie. Legit, I tried multiple sources.
Nothing at all?
I could say, like, the release date and the studio, but that's boring.
What's your substitute for no trivia, then?
Well, I got schnitzel trivia instead.
Okay.
So schnitzel is a traditional German dish. It's made out of a boneless meat thinned with a hammer, coated in breadcrumbs, and fried. It is a popular part of Austrian cuisine and German cuisine.
Cuisine.
Yeah, thank you.
You got there in the end.
Thank you. Thank you. You're doing well. In Austria, the dish is called Wiener Schnitzel and is traditionally served with a slice of lemon and either potato salad or potatoes with parsley and butter.
I'm hungry for schnitzel now.
Yeah.
Veal was traditional schnitzel, right?
It was.
Before chicken.
It was. Nice. That was the next paragraph.
Okay, please tell me about it.
No, I didn't paste that one in. I just remember that was the next paragraph.
That was going to be the next one.
Yeah.
Do you have any more trivia on schnitzel?
I can grab some if you want.
No, that's okay.
The chicken parmigiana is a commonly known Australian interpretation of the schnitzel where we put...
And it's called a parmy. We don't want to talk about what they're doing down in Victoria saying parma.
And
forget about it. Forget about it. It's a parmy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just want to put that out there.
Served with a Napoli sauce.
Yeah.
Sometimes...
bit of herbs.
Bit of herbs.
Herbs.
Cheese. Hopefully mozzarella cheese.
Yeah. Sometimes a slice of ham. Yeah.
Had it with bacon before.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
I've had it with jalapenos.
In my tum.
That was a Mexican palmy.
Hold on. Are we talking about an RSL palmy right here?
I'm talking about an RSL palmy here, mate.
Are you talking about one a little bit north?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll talk about this off camera so we don't dox the place.
All right.
Galston RSL.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, letterbox time.
Please.
Tiago says, really? Next time, just order an Uber and get home safely. 1.5 stars.
Tiago?
I mean, he tried that, you fucking idiot. He tried to walk into a cab. It didn't work, did it?
Hotel Tiago.
Yeah, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Eddie the Plankton says, does a movie needs to be good? Is watching a hot guy running around and tumbling all over the streets of Germany not good enough? 4.5 stars.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Eddie's got some thoughts.
He's got some thoughts. Yeah, you know what? Good on you, Eddie.
Josiah the dog says, big buff men fighting.
Oh, man.
5 stars. And that is exactly what you said to me at the end of this film as well. So, you and Josiah have a lot in common, it seems.
It's incredible.
All right.
Wow. I think it's score time.
Give me your score.
7 out of 10 nugs.
Oh, I'm 7 as well!
Yeah.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.